Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. My name is Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And it's our News Watch unit today, some items that you may have seen in the news. And we are going to talk about them. One is about energy, which is always a big problem. This is something to do with Japan. They have broken new ground. They've found some kind of new energy source, which is good for them. They import all of their energy. And we're also going to talk about the Iron Lady.
Yeah, she's an old prime minister that passed away in April. We're going to talk about her a little bit. There was a movie last year that came out about her life, The Iron Lady. Did you see it, Tom?
No, I saw parts of it. It was starring Meryl Streep, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I guess she did a pretty good job. Did she win the Best Actress for that? Or
no, but she was nominated. Yeah.
Okay, that's something. Yeah. But in any case, we're all talking about energy sources. It's a big problem here, of course, for Taiwan. They're always fighting about whether to build the fourth nuclear power plant or not. People are for it or they're against it. Well, energy is a big issue, so let's talk about energy and let's talk about the Iron Lady in today's program. Let's read the entire content right now. Japan taps into a new alternative energy source. Japan recently broke new ground when it extracted gas from methane hydrate near its central coast. In doing so, Japan became the first nation to tap into this potentially important energy source. This accomplishment is of particular value to Japan, as the nation currently imports almost all of its energy from abroad. It has been estimated that roughly 1.1 trillion cubic meters of the gas is available in nearby offshore deposits. This would equate to more than 10 years of Japan's gas consumption. The Japanese government announced that its goal is to implement practical methane hydrate production technologies within the next 5 years. However, not everyone is excited about the future of this alternative energy source. Some experts are concerned that the underwater geology which contains the methane is unstable in several places. If the extraction causes collapses of undersea earth, the flammable material will be released into the atmosphere, and nobody knows what kind of disaster will happen then. Still, many Japanese are optimistic that new technologies can eliminate this danger.
The lady is not turning back. Margaret Thatcher, Britain's first female prime minister, died this April at the age of 87. She was Britain's longest-serving leader of the 20th century and is remembered as a hugely influential figure in both British and global politics. She was given a ceremonial funeral with military honors at London's St. Paul's Cathedral, which was next only to a full state funeral. Thatcher was nicknamed the Iron Lady for her tough persona, which was solidified when she said, "The lady's not for turning." Yet, this unwavering determination also made her extremely divisive. Many remember her for instituting reforms that helped save Britain's economy and her bold leadership during the Falklands crisis. To others, however, she remains the politician who dismantled the labor unions of Britain's nationalized industries, widened the gap between the rich and the poor, and angered European allies. World leaders expressed their admiration for Thatcher, praising her strength of character and achievements while in office. Undoubtedly, Thatcher made history by advancing women's equality in politics and left a legacy that will not soon be forgotten.
Okay, everybody, the time has now arrived for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. Now, the first article is about energy sources in Japan, and the title here is Japan taps into a new alternative energy source. If you tap into something, that means you start using something. You're able to figure out a way to get access to something so that it can benefit you. So Japan has figured out a way to use this new alternative energy source, and the alternative is just another choice. If you can't have the first choice, you seek an alternative.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says here in the first sentence that they broke new ground. If you break new ground, it doesn't mean you're using a shovel and digging up dirt or the earth. It means you make new discoveries. You're discovering things that haven't been known before, or you're finding things that have never been discovered before. Here they broke new ground when they extracted gas from a methane hydrate near their central coast in Japan. First of all, let's look at this word extract. It's a verb. It means you get some sort of substance from something else by using some machinery or maybe some chemicals. Machines help us extract juice from fruit, like apple juice and orange juice, and then it's bottled. Here they're taking gas from the ground in the ocean near the central coast of Japan. I didn't know what methane hydrate was. I had to look it up myself.
I still don't know what it is, so you're going to have to tell me, too.
It's methane gas, and it's trapped or dissolved in ice formed in deep sea sediments. Sediments is sand and earth like that. So it's gas that's underneath the ocean floor, but it's very cold because it says here it's ice. So it's kind of an interesting thing they found.
So they can't actually use the methane hydrate itself directly to generate the power. They need to extract this gas from it. And as you said, to extract means to remove or take something out of something else, usually by force. And in doing so, you could also say, Japan became the first nation to tap into this potentially important energy source. So perhaps other people knew about this before, but it is the Japanese who figured out a way to tap into this source to actually figure out how to use it.
Wow, that's a big discovery for them because they don't have their own sources of energy. They have to import everything. This accomplishment, as it says here, is of particular value. It's very valuable to Japan. They have to import almost all their energy from abroad. Yes, they do have nuclear power plants, but that's it. They have no natural sources of energy, which is difficult because, as we all know, they have a lot of factories, they produce a lot, they manufacture a lot. There are lots of people in Japan, and you need energy to even live in a modern lifestyle.
Right. It's of particular value to Japan. It's especially valuable to them because, yes, they import all their energy from overseas, from other countries, from abroad. Now, it has been estimated that roughly, well, this is a pretty big amount here, 1.1 trillion cubic meters of the gas is available in nearby offshore deposits. That's a lot. Trillion is the number with,
12.
12. Ooh, that
12.
Means. All right,
yeah.
Billion is 9,
yeah.
Million is 6, billion is 9, and trillion is, what did you say, 12? Right?
12, it's 1,000 billion. It's kind of a crazy big number.
That's a lot. And if you talk about cubic meters, we all know what a meter is. It's the unit of measurement. There are 1,000 meters in a kilometer, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a cubic meter, that means it's squared. Put a little 3 there next to the number, and you've got cubic meters. And that's a lot, at least it sounds like a lot. And if you talk about something being offshore, that means it's in the ocean somewhere. It's not on land.
That's right. So a deposit here isn't an amount of money that you put into the bank to save for a while. That could be a savings deposit that you make. You could make a deposit into your account. We'll talk about it that way. This is a noun, though. It's just an amount of a substance like oil or coal that exists naturally in the ground. And they'll find these little deposits, little pools of some sort of energy like oil or coal, and then they'll try to mine it or drill it or just extract it somehow. That's what we're saying here. They're little pockets, you could say, of this energy that they're trying to extract.
And this would equate to more than 10 years of Japan's gas consumption. Here we have the verb to equate. And it's almost always used with a preposition to equate something to something else. That means you consider one thing to be the same value as another. You could also say this is equivalent to more than 10 years of Japan's gas consumption. That's a lot, but gee, that's still only just 10 years. What are they going to do after that?
Or you could also say this would equal more than 10 years of Japan's gas consumption.
Sure.
So you will see equate to, and it simply means to be the same or similar to something that follows. Consumption means you're using something. Food consumption means we're eating the food, right? But if it's fuel consumption or gas consumption, it means we're using it up. So that's a lot of energy that they would be able to extract from these deposits. It's kind of a cool discovery.
It is, and the Japanese government announced that its goal is to implement practical methane hydrate production technologies within the next 5 years. If you implement something, that means you put something to use. Implement can be a noun. It talks about something that can help you. An implement, like a hammer or as a tool or a screwdriver, those are implements, but here we're using it as a verb, to implement, to put something to use. They're going to figure out these technologies that will be able to extract this gas from methane hydrate. They want to do this as soon as possible, within 5 years.
Now, that's the positive part of this story. I guess the negative or more doubtful part are some people who are not very excited about this alternative energy source. Some are concerned because of the location of the deposits. They're located underwater. So we're talking about underwater geology. Geology refers to the rocks, the land, land formation. Here we're talking about the land that's actually located beneath the ocean water, right? It's the floor of the ocean. They're concerned about this area which contains the methane because it's unstable.
Ooh.
It's unstable in a lot of places. If it's unstable, it's not certain and sure. It perhaps could cause some problems. They're saying if the extraction causes the collapse of some of this undersea earth, then this flammable material will be released into the atmosphere.
Ooh,
if something collapses, Tom, it just falls apart. It completely breaks down.
Yeah, like buildings sometimes collapse in earthquakes, so they have to be built really well.
Uh-huh.
And they're worrying that the land or the geology or the layers of rock, what have you, will collapse. And then as a result of that, we'll have this flammable gas going into the atmosphere. Oh, no. If something's flammable, that means it can burn. Paper is flammable, for example. And some kinds of gasoline, or actually gasoline itself, is flammable. That's why you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes at a gas station. And the atmosphere, of course, is the layer of air that surrounds the Earth. And if you have all this gas in the atmosphere, that could be troublesome, and nobody knows what kind of disaster will happen then. True, it's an unknown. It hasn't really happened before. Still, many Japanese are optimistic that new technologies can eliminate this danger. If you're optimistic, that means you have a positive attitude about what's going to happen in the future. They're not worried. No problem. We'll have this gas. We'll have lots of energy, and we'll still be able to produce the world's best cars and cameras. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of the first part of our lesson. Let's listen now to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Vivian。今天我们一起来看两篇新闻。第一篇是关于日本在中部离岸发现替代能源。第二篇则是关于英国第一位女首相柴契尔夫人，也就是大家所说的铁娘子，她去世的消息。我们首先看到第一篇的标题。Japan taps into a new alternative energy source. 日本开始了替代能源的新篇章。Tap into something. T-A-P-I-N-T-O 是找到方法利用某事物的意思。而 alternative, A-L-T-E-R-N-A-T-I-V-E, 在这边是形容词，意思是替代的。它还有另外一个意思，就是另类的。例如 ,He loves alternative music.意思就是他喜欢另类的非主流音乐。课文第一句说 Japan recently broke new ground when it extracted gas from methane hydrate near its central coast. 其中的片语 break new ground 是开拓新天地、开启新领域的意思。而 gas 在这边是指天然气，在美国还可以指汽油和车子的油门。加油站就是 gas station。若要人开车开快一点，就可以跟驾驶说 step on the gas。叫他踩油门。日本从离岸的甲烷水合物中提取出天然气，是第一个有这种成就的国家，对日本有特别的价值。第三句中的形容词片语 of particular value， 在 of 后面接 value 这个名词，其实就等于 valuable， 有价值的意思。接着我们来看课文第四句 ，It has been estimated that roughly 1.1 trillion cubic meters of the gas。is available in nearby offshore deposits. 开头的 it 是个虚主词 ,it has been estimated. 这件事情已经被估出来了。估计了什么呢？就是连接词 that, 后面引出的句子，也就是这个句子真正的主词。 Roughly 1.1 trillion cubic meters of the gas is available in nearby offshore deposits. 临近离岸的天然气蕴藏量粗估约有 1.1 兆立方公尺可以用。Trillion, T-R-I-L-L-I-O-N 是兆的意思。常用的相似字还有 billion 是十亿的意思，还有 million 是百万的意思。Cubic meter 是立方公尺的意思，平方公尺则是 square meter。这句的 deposit 是指矿藏，这个名词还有存款、押金、保证金或者是沉积物的意思。发展了这样的技术的确很振奋人心，但是有些专家就担心了。Some experts are concerned， 担心了什么呢？这边同样以连接词 that 来引出副词子句，来说明专家担心的原因是 The underwater geology is unstable in several places， 担心水底的地质有很多地方不稳定。Geology, G-E-O-L-O-G-Y, 就是地质情况、地质学的意思。而是什么样的地质不稳定呢？这边用关系子句 which contains the methane 来修饰 geology， 是含有甲烷的地质。如果提取的过程导致了海底塌陷，可燃物质会被释放到大气中。那我们现在看到本文最后一句的形容词 optimistic 是乐观的意思，它的反义字悲观则是 pessimistic， P-E-S-S-I-M-I-S-T-I-C。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our unit news watch. Our first story was about an alternative energy source in Japan. Now we're going to go to the other side of the world, to the UK, the United Kingdom. They had some sad news there, or maybe some happy news. It depends on who you talk to. The death of Margaret Thatcher, who was the former British Prime Minister. She died in April at the age of 87.
I don't think someone's death is ever a good piece of news. I mean, if they're truly evil, maybe
I think the miners didn't like her because they all lost their jobs.
But maybe that would be okay, but that's different from someone who's, a really abusive and evil, violent person. She wasn't. They just didn't agree with her politics. Let's talk about Margaret Thatcher. She was Britain's first female prime minister. A prime minister is the head of the government in some countries. The difference is, in England, they don't have a president, so their prime minister is the highest public office that someone can be elected to. She died this past April at the age of 87, but she had already started having problems with her memory. She had Alzheimer's where she couldn't remember things.
Just like Ronald Reagan,
uh-huh.
Which is a kind of an interesting coincidence because the two were very, common, or they saw eye to eye.
They were good pals.
They were good pals,
yeah.
etc. She was in office a very long time, and she is remembered as a hugely influential figure in both British and global politics. Figure here is not referring to an actual number. We're talking about a person, mm-hmm. someone who's famous, a political figure. That would mean somebody who is well-known in politics. Yeah, she was very influential, not only at home, but also overseas.
That's right. She was given a ceremonial funeral. It wasn't just a typical public funeral where people could come and attend and listen to her life story and have people talk about her achievements. Instead, it was very, very formal. If it's ceremonial, it has to do with a formal process that happens, like a marriage ceremony, has different steps that are very ritualistic, you could say. Well, she had a ceremonial funeral with military honors. Military honors means she was given a military funeral, and it was given by the country's military. It usually is held for soldiers who served in the military, but sometimes for very important heads of state, which she was. If you're head of the state, you're one of the important figures in your country's government.
State here, yes, indeed, does refer to a country, although states can also refer to separate political units within the United States, for example. I think Mexico has states, too. But, yes, there are 50 states in the U.S., but here it's a state funeral, a national federal funeral, if you will. Now, Thatcher was nicknamed the Iron Lady. Why was she called the Iron Lady? It's because of her tough persona. Persona sounds very similar to the word personality. They are kind of similar, but basically persona refers to the kind of character that is presented to the public or how she is perceived by the public. Your persona, which is not your personality. Your personality is more like your individual traits. Are you a happy person? Do you crack jokes all the time? Or are you kind of sad and depressed? But here, this is the image that she projected to the rest of society.
Persona is different because it's kind of like the act that you present if you're a comedian or an actress, how people see you out in the public. But when you're by yourself or you're with your family and close friends, you might be a little different. Well, she was very tough when she was out doing her job. And this kind of nickname was because she was very firm in her decisions. When you say something is solidified, it just means it becomes more firm. Water, when it's solidified, turns into ice. She was famous for saying, "The lady's not for turning," which means she's not going to change her mind.
That's actually from some old play. I used to know what it was. I'd have to look it up again. But when she gave the speech, she had no idea it was referring to that play because her speech writer wrote this for her. But in any case, that's what she's known for. The lady's not for turning. I'm not going to change my mind.
Uh-huh.
Yet, this unwavering determination also made her extremely divisive. Unwavering means that you don't change. You're always the same. You're constant, and you never change. You're steady. And indeed, you could have an unwavering stare, for example. Somebody keeps looking at you and they don't look away. They won't stop staring at you. It's unwavering.
Well, she just wasn't going to change her mind. She was very determined to do what she thought was right. If you're divisive, you divide people up. Some people will take one side. Some people will take another. So there wasn't a lot of unity. There were people that loved what she stood for, and there were others that didn't. So some people loved her, some people hated her. Many remember her for instituting reforms that helped save Britain's economy. They were doing horribly economically when she was elected as prime minister. And that kind of turned around while she was there. You institute something, you begin something, you create something. You can institute a new law, for example, or institute a new system. You could say an organization was instituted in a certain year, like, oh, yeah, that organization was instituted in 2002.
And a reform is like a change in government, so she changed the way the government was doing things so it would be more efficient and help more people. It saved Britain's economy. And her bold leadership during the Falklands crisis, that's also what she is known for. There was the Falklands War in which Argentina invaded the Malvinas, I guess they're called in their language. They thought those islands belonged to them. Britain said, no, they're ours. They went down there and had a war that, again, was back in 1982. She was very bold then. She would not back down to those Argentinians.
Yeah, well, to others, though, she remains the politician who dismantled the labor unions of Britain's nationalized industries. If you dismantle something, you take it apart piece by piece. Sometimes if you go to get your car fixed, the mechanic will have to dismantle pieces before he can fix the problem. We can also use it in a more figurative way. We could say, oh, the music program at our school was dismantled because we didn't have any money to support it. Well, she dismantled or broke up the labor unions of their nationalized industries. She also widened the gap. The difference between the rich and the poor became bigger. She also angered or made a lot of the European allies mad at her.
Right, so they had differences of opinion there.
Yeah.
On how to do things. And let's bring it back up to the present now. World leaders expressed their admiration for Thatcher, praising her strength of character and achievements while in office. Of course, when someone dies in your country, a leader, a former leader, you'll have leaders from other countries sending their condolences, their sympathies, and they express their admiration. Admiration, of course, is the noun form of the verb to admire. You really like something. It's respect. It's warm approval of something. Of course, you want to have admiration for your parents or for your heroes.
Well, we know that she undoubtedly advanced women's equality in politics. She did something that had not been done before and showed the world that women indeed could lead a country. And so she left behind a legacy that will not be forgotten. Your legacy is something that you leave behind after your death. And so people will remember all the things she has done, even though she's no longer with us.
And you can always watch the Meryl Streep film as well if you want to learn more about her life and times. Okay, everybody, that's the end of our lesson for today, but our Chinese teacher would still like to get a word in edgewise.
我们接着看前英国首相柴契尔夫人 Margaret Thatcher 过世的消息。她是英国第一位女性的首相，也是20世纪英国执政最久的领导人。第二句后半讲到 And is remembered as a hugely influential figure。Huge 虽然是巨大的意思，但是加上 ly 变成副词，意思就变成高度的、非常的。另一个形容词 vast, V-A-S-T, 虽然是广阔的意思，但是字尾加上 ly 之后，意思也同样变成非常的。它对英国乃至于全世界的政局都非常有影响力。因此，英国于4月17日在伦敦的圣保罗大教堂 St. Paul's Cathedral为他举办包含军葬礼 Military Honors 的礼葬 Ceremonial Funeral 规模仅次于 State Funeral 也就是国葬和戴安娜王妃和英国女王伊丽莎白二世的母亲的葬礼是一样的是非常高的殊荣接着我们看第二段第一句 Thatcher was nicknamed the Iron Lady for her tough persona which was solidified when she said the lady is not for turning我们知道柴契尔夫人有铁娘子 Iron Lady 的称号因为她这个人的形象非常坚毅刚强 Persona P-E-R-S-O-N-A 指的是外在形象的形态这句用关系代名词 which 带出关系子句 which was solidified when she said the lady is not for turning 来修饰 Persona 说明这个形象得到了确立 the lady is not for turning 是柴契尔夫人的名言也呼应了本文的标题 The lady is not turning back 由于当时柴契尔夫人推动经济自由导致人民失业经济萧条政论家和前首相都跳出来呼吁他的措施应该要来一个180度的大转弯那这个转弯英文就是 U-turn 于是柴契尔夫人以谐音来回应 U-turn if you want to The lady is not for turning 表示要改你们去改我是不会动摇的第三段的第一句 ,Rogue leaders expressed their admiration for Thatcher, praising her strength of character and achievements while in office. 是分词构句。由于两个对等子句的主词都是 Rogue leaders, 因此保留首句的主词将第二句的对等连接词 and 去掉并将动词改为现在分词。最后一句说到 Thatcher made history, 写下了历史。他做了什么得以缔造历史呢我们可以用这些词 by,连接动名词子句来说明。
That's all for this month's edition of News Watch. Here's hoping that all of your news is good news. For English Digest, I'm Sam.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.